Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 43 of the Scare Track podcast. My name is Mikey and today I'll be joined by the Frequent Fear podcast hosts Lee Conway and Gary Crompton. You may recognise those names. I was recently on their show, the Frequent Fear podcast. Gary was also on Scare Track as part of the G&G Entertainment show. And Lee's also been on whilst discussing Cracked, the Extreme Survival Experience, as well as his work with PUP. Well, Lee and Gary have not only collaborated to bring you the fantastic Frequent Fear podcast, but they have also started creating a brand new attraction, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. Fraternity is a brand new extreme, spelt with an X, extreme scare attraction that will be opening for 3 nights only this July. But before I play you the interview about Fraternity and the evolution of extreme attractions in the UK, just a couple of Scare Track reminders. Scare Track is no longer a monthly show. That's right, do not wait for the 13th of each month. Instead, we will be releasing multiple shows each month whenever we have new content, new interviews, new attraction visits, anything. So be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean, anywhere where you're listening to this podcast now. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss a show. Also, please, if you could be so kind as to leave us a review, especially on iTunes, that would really help the show out and we really, really would appreciate it. So without further ado, like I say, it's myself, Lee and Gary. We're going to be talking all about Fraternity and the evolution of extreme scare attractions. Enjoy!
You're listening to Scare Track.
Yes, guys, like I said, I am here with Lee and Gaz from the Frequent Fear podcast. Guys, how's it going?
Awesome, as always. A pleasure to be here once again, Mikey. I'm so excited.
Awesome stuff. And Lee, you're doing good?
Yeah. It's great to be on the podcast again. It's been a while since we've been on, but very excited to sort of go through what we've got coming up.
Yeah, we've got lots planned, but the biggest piece of news that sort of involves both podcasts teaming up, we are joining forces to be on the Extreme Scare Attraction panel at this year's ScareCon. That's ScareCon, June 23rd at the Alton Towers Hotel. Lee, you excited?
Very, yeah. I mean, I think I don't think everybody's been confirmed who's going to be on the panel yet, but it's turning out to be, I think it's going to be one of the highlights of the day, to be honest. It's, you know, between Cracked and somebody from Atmosphere and some participants that's been through lots and lots of extreme attractions. And then hopefully we just need you guys that listen to both podcasts to keep firing us with some questions. We've already had some great ones now, but
we've had some cracking questions. Yeah.
We sort of Michael's give us a free rein. Is we've got quite a lot of time, haven't we, Mikey? I mean, on it, so
yeah, definitely. We've got a 45-minute panel, and because it's ScareCon, so we can run over just that little bit. Why not? Hey, we're gonna have a great day. We've got you obviously lined up to be on the panel representing Cracked. We've got someone representing Atmospheric Entertainment, Mr. Black, I think it was, and obviously I'll be hosting it. And like you say, you've got some people who you've been able to terrorize in your attractions. They go all over the Europe, over the world, don't they? Visiting these extreme scare attractions. So, yeah, like Lee said, get your questions in. You can get your questions to us here at ScareTrack. You can get your questions over at Frequent Fear, and you can also get your questions direct to ScareCon just on social media or emails. We'll put all that in our show notes if you're not sure how to get to us by now. We've already had some fantastic questions, Lee, like you said. I'm really looking forward to recording on this panel.
Yeah, I think we've said from Cracked, and I know that Atmosphere have got the same feeling, is, you know, it's an open book. Whatever question you've ever wanted to ask about extreme attractions, fire them through. I've heard some of the stories from the guys that's been through the events and sort of why they go through them, and there's some absolutely spine-chilling stories that they're ready to tell you. So it's going to be a great panel. If you are going to ScareCon, you know, really don't miss this panel. It's going to be an absolute blinder. But talking about missing it, you'll not be there, Gary.
I won't be there. And you know what? I'm bitterly disappointed, almost to the point I wish I was not touring Californian theme parks for 3 weeks and I was there instead.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
I'll be there in spirit. I will come in. I will do a Facebook Live to the event from Six Flags Magic Mountain. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, we'll just video link you there. You can represent Project Fear and Fraternity.
That's what we'll do. Yeah. Count me in, I'll be
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. But yeah, it is going to be awesome. It's a ScareCon first as well. They've never had a panel like this, so it's really exciting to be part of the ScareCon first. Obviously, they usually have their seminars, exhibitions, workshops, but this is the first ever panel. And we'll get into it a little bit more later, Lee. But Lee, you've also worked with American Extreme Haunts as well, so you'll probably be able to bring in a few stories from that side of the pond as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's you know, just seeing how they work and sort of how they. We'll talk about it a little bit later, I think, because we go through the evolution of extreme attractions. But you know they are. What I've seen with Heretic is that they're miles in front of us regarding how they interpret an extreme attraction, and you know, it's mind blowing to watch them, and I think that all the guys that sort of on the panel regarding the people that's been through attractions have all been through Cracked, they've all been through Snuff House, they've all been through Psychomantium, and all of them went through Cracked versus Heretic, so. They'll sort of be able to explain the difference between the US and the UK extreme attractions.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like we say, once again, guys, make sure you get your questions to us either at ScareTrack, Frequent Fear, or ScareCon. And that's at this year's ScareCon, 23rd of June, Alton Towers Hotel. Make sure you get your tickets. They are running out, so head over to scarecon.org for your tickets. You'll also get not only will you get the daytime panel, the seminars, the exhibition, you'll also get the Scar Awards, the Scare Ball, the Circus of Horrors are back again, so it's a really fantastic day for any Scare fans, anyone in the industry, or anyone who just wants to join in the fun, really. So let's move on with today's interview. Like I say, I've got Lee and Gaz from the Frequent Fear podcast. But we're going to be talking more about Fraternity today, which is a brand new extreme, spelt with an X.
Yes.
Always spelt with an X.
Always with an X.
Extreme scare attraction from Lee and Gaz from the Frequent Fear guys. But I think if it's okay with you two guys, that we should maybe start 6 or 7 years ago, and like you said earlier, Lee, see sort of like the evolution of scare attractions here in the UK, because we've kind of got you guys to thank for that, to be honest.
The evolution of scare attractions in the UK. That sounds like such a massive title.
I know. You need to write a book and call it that, totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we head back to 2012, Gary, obviously you were... You're part of G&G with Gavin, and you created Project Fear. We spoke about this a little bit before, I know, on your podcast, and I've spoken to with you guys on a separate episode. But for all the extreme scare fans that I know, this is the perfect episode because we're sort of amalgamating it all together. What exactly, briefly, was Project Fear? Where did the idea come from, and how was it sort of executed, really?
Okay, well, 5 years ago next month, 5 years next June is when we did it. But it was born out of frustration, I guess, from, you know, back in the day when, and I've said this before, when people were just claiming that their attraction was going to be like nothing else on Earth and extreme and you know, this and that, and then you turn up expecting something ultra hardcore, and it was nothing. It was just the normal standard scare attraction stuff. So literally, yeah, we made Project Fear out of that frustration of what we weren't experiencing and what people were promising. So I thought, we'll do it once, and we'll literally, you know, say it's going to be extreme and make it as extreme as possible. Looking back on it, and I've said this before, you know, compared to what you guys are doing now with Cracked and Cracked versus Heretic and Snuffhouse, it was a walk in the park. But obviously, back in the day when it had not been done before, I guess it was, you know, quite full on. And of its time, though, I guess, of its time. A lot's happened in 5 years, put it that way.
Yeah, it has actually. We sort of fast-tracked a little bit over the last few years with the inception of Cracked and Snuffhouse and Psychomantium. But you can sort of say that, especially here in the UK, Project Fear was sort of the pioneer of extreme scare attractions in the UK. And it's one of my favourite attractions to date, and it's what got me into the more extreme side of things. And it was just pretty damn awesome, to be honest. I enjoyed it. Lee, you went through it. Did you go through it?
No, Lee stayed in the bar.
Lee was too pussy to go through it. Was,
yeah. It's true. It's now legendary, my review of Project Fear. It went. The beer prices were very reasonable.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, fair enough. But we'll let you off because you've created Crack, so we'll let you off.
I mean, saying that, Sarah went through, and she got through. She got to the first room, and then called the safe word.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned this before, haven't we? As well, guys, is that you made sure the most intense room was room number one.
Yeah, exactly. So it was sort of, you got through. The attraction lasted about 20 minutes, so it wasn't long. But the first room lasted about 10 minutes. So if you got through that, then you got to experience the rest of the show sort of as a bit of a reward. And it adds sort of, you know, a few hardcore elements. But that first room was seriously the one where if you were going to say the safe word, you were going to say it in there. You know, we give you a bit of a battering in that one. Rest of it was sort of a bit of a bizarre mishmash of sort of real scenarios that might happen to you, but sort of to ramped up to a ridiculous level, I guess. So
absolutely. And I think that's what makes these extreme attractions, or at least the extreme attractions that I've experienced, more so Project Fear and Cracked now, so more so your attractions, that they are sort of things that could really happen. They're real life scenarios that, like you say, just on acid, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Ramped up a little bit. And I think that's what makes them so authentic, real, and what maybe drives us weird public to give it another go and crave the next buzz, if that makes sense.
It does. Even now, quite surprised that we sort of, you know, virtually sold out, because it was so new, and it had not been done before, and, you know, I might be wrong here, but I'm sure there wasn't an attraction before that you had to be over 18 to get in, or sign a waiver to get in, or have a safety word to get in, or go through on your own, or one that physically punished you and, you know, manhandled you around like it did. So I'm even now, 5 years later, I'm still surprised that it was sort of as good as it was, and we sold as many tickets as it were, because it was that sort of new, I guess.
Absolutely. And enjoyable.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, enjoy is a weird word for it, actually. I enjoyed it, but it was fun, if that makes sense.
It was the scene with the naked man in that you enjoyed the most, wasn't it? Is that the one?
That was the best scene, what... actually. Yeah, definitely. Massive cock in my face. That was worth the entrance fee alone. We'll fast track 3 more years whilst we're talking about men's genitalia, head over to 2015, when Lee, you, and a team of other people created Cracked. Now, what made you want to... Obviously, we know you've been with PUP, Primrose Unknown Projects. You created the likes of Kane, Who Am I, Last Rites. You've created a few from Home Haunting as well. We must say, like, you were Home Haunters when I first met you, only in 2012, to then very quickly start doing professional events as well, to then very quickly go into something that's obviously professional, but beyond that level that most professionals will go. So that's, not only did you take a big leap from going home haunt to a professional attraction, but you also went the extra leg and went to an extreme, spelt with an X, extreme sort of intense scare attraction. What made you take that big leap to create Cracked, the survival experience?
I never thought of it like that, but I think the main thing was is it was about that time in 2014 that there was lots of stuff coming out over the internet and YouTube regarding the more extreme attractions in America. It was like the final run as such from McCamey Manor before they turned into the really extreme version the year after. So I decided that I wanted to really do something. As you said, we'd done lots of different events. We'd just done the Pit, which was the hooded event, and we'd seen what we could really do with taking a sense away from somebody. So it was funny. I had like a nagging feeling. I don't know how Gary sort of, like when he sort of gets an idea for an attraction, but sometimes I get a nagging feeling at the back and it just won't go away until I exercise it by either writing it down or telling somebody that I've got this attraction. And at the time, Brett Jones was the person that got it. And I remember phoning Brett up, and Brett at that time had done Psycho Hotel. And so he was probably the one that that I knew had done an extreme attraction. It's funny that we're doing fraternity now, but I've told this story to Gary, but me and Brett and sort of Rosie and James and Sarah and everybody, that we sort of went on to do Cracked, and it could have really have soon have been Gary, and I don't think I've ever told this story on a podcast or anything before, but the G&G guys were the people that we always wanted to do Cracked with. They just signed a deal at that time to do something with Snuff House, which then sort of mutated and went a different way later on. But we went out to the Speedway, if you remember, Gaz, and we were in York and on the Speedway, and we talked, and I never told him about what we were doing, and he never told me about what they were doing. And then I got home, and the next day it came out that they guys were sort of looking at doing something with atmosphere and terror attraction and to do Snuff House. And it was sort of like, fucking hell. And that night I was going to sort of ask him that if he would do this attraction. So anyway, from there it went through to, I contacted Brett and I just said to Brett, and this is where Crack came from, is that I said, I've got an idea for an attraction. 10 people go into the attraction and only one comes out. And Brett went, oh, it sounds really cool. And he says, what happens then? And I went, I don't know. That's it. That is the thing that had been going through my mind for like weeks. And I just needed to get it out in the open. And then between me and Brett and Sarah and Rosie and Darren and James, we sort of like then created what Cracked was. But the fun thing about Cracked is that obviously that, you know, that I don't run Cracked, or Sarah or Rosie, that unfortunately now the demise character of Blake runs Cracked.
Yeah, and that's something we should touch on a bit. It wasn't just the attraction that, if you purchased a ticket, it wasn't just the 6-hour long survival experience you undertook. You undertook the whole sort of run up as well. Do you want to let our listeners know a little bit about how intense that was?
So the players, we do it in April, but the players page, as we said, start in November. So what happens is that as soon as you buy a ticket, you are then put on a very secret players page. And then you are analysed by Blake Chacon. And as Mikey will be able to tell you, Blake's quite demanding on when he wants your answers for whatever he's going to analyse you with.
Yeah, big time. And some questions are just easy, like what's your favourite colour? Then some questions are a little bit difficult. And then tasks you're given. So, for example, I had to do... I don't want to go too much into it, but I had to do something, and I went over by 3 seconds. Holy hell, did I get in trouble.
And had to redo it again, didn't you?
I had to redo it, yeah, because it wasn't good enough. I thought, it's 3 seconds longer, but I had to say it. Yeah. No, well, I asked for 60 seconds. You did 63. I'm not impressed. I'm like, oh, my God.
There was beat this year that either Philip Summers or Daniel Pugh, I can't remember which one, went to 61 seconds.
Ooh, and I had to do it again.
On his timer, he got it at 60, but the one he sent to Blake was 61, and he had to do it again.
What did you have to do? Can you say what? Can we say that? I don't know what you have to do.
Yeah, in theory, they have to do a video, and what we do is that they're given generally three questions, and they have to answer these three questions within 60 seconds concisely, and they have to hit, like, maybe three or four, like, points, and if they don't hit them points and they don't do it within the time frame, then they're made to do it again. So it's
intense. It's like you're part of a like a little club up until the event. So even when you get to the event, you kind of know these strangers who are in the same room as you. You have some sort of relationship with them, but then in some of the games, you know you're going to have to turn your back on them, and you want to help each other, but you know you've got to be in it for yourself. Otherwise, what's going to... It's really quite psychological as well as physical, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what we sort of wanted to do. And like, just a brief thing about Blake is the fact is that Blake were running it, and it were never going to be me or Brett or Sarah or anybody else. It was always Blake that was running it. And the main reason was that is that, you know, as you said, we'd done scare attractions before that, and so had the other guys that within the group. We wanted to get the feel that it was somebody totally new that had just come into this country and virtually just decided to take over the scare attraction industry. which you know, that for a long time that's how it went. But obviously, unfortunately, now he's passed away, and
he's dead. He's dead, isn't he?
He was killed, tragically, by an evil guy from Los Angeles, shot in the head.
Let's move into that, obviously, because we want to talk about Fraternity as well, like the biggest brand new event that you guys are collaborating and running. But so obviously you run Cracked, then you run like a Cracked 1.5, which was like a sort of like a mini Cracked, I think, like a reunion party.
Yeah.
Then Cracked 2.0 came, which I did, and you literally broke me.
Thank you.
Yeah, without going into too much detail, I lasted, was it 4 hours something?
Yeah, you did really well.
I did all right. It was the food that got me.
Yeah, I think without the food, you'd have gone through it, I think. I'm sure you would have.
Yeah, I think, but it broke me. I hurt for a long time afterwards, physically. Mm. But yeah, and then you did another sort of 2.5, another mini, like, reunion thing. Mm. And then came what was quite groundbreaking in the worldwide extreme industry. It was Cracked versus Heretic. Now, if any of our listeners don't know, obviously our UK-based listeners, Heretic is a horror simulation out in LA. Obviously, we do have quite a few American listeners, so obviously you guys may know Heretic more than you know Cracked and Project Fear, so hopefully we've brought you up to speed with that. How did that even come to fruition, Lee? The fact that Cracked versus Heretic happened, especially here on UK soil as well. Like, that's quite groundbreaking for the UK scare industry.
Yeah, well, we sort of had... Well, Blake had conversations with Adrian going back to before the first Cracked regarding doing an attraction, and he sort of said, I'd love to come to the UK and do an attraction. And that was literally how it went. It was sort of like Blake sent a message, Adrian did, Blake sent a message, Adrian did, and that was it. Probably never talked to each other for 18 months or something like that. And then when we'd done 2.0, quickly a little thing on the point fives is that point fives are exclusive events for people that's been through Cracked. If you've not been through Cracked, you are not allowed to do the point fives. So Like Mikey now is an honorable member of our CRSE group, and so is everybody else that's been through or acted in the event. They are allowed then to go on the secret meets and events that we put on generally in November time. So what we did was that we decided that obviously for the third conception of Cracked, we had to sort of, you know, you have to move with times and you've got to do something different, is that, because if not, you get stale. And, you know, we are very lucky that we've got such a loyal group of fans and people that will follow us. And I will honestly say, and I'm sure, and I'd like to hear what you guys think about it, is that I know no other scare attraction or scare company or Scream Park in this country that has guys that are more, that will follow us like the guys that's been through Cracked. They are just so loyal and they'll do anything for us.
Absolutely. I mean, not only are they buying your T-shirts, they're also inking their skin.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we sort of talked earlier about like ScareCon is that we have got a crowd now of about 20 to 25 crack players that will be turning up at the event, all with T-shirts on, all with tattoos, and that they'll be coming to be with that community. And the glory thing
cult,
is
isn't it? That's what it is. You've created a cult
in a way. Yeah, I think so. And it's. You know, and I think it's by pure chance, and I think it's probably a little bit of the Stockholm syndrome.
Definitely.
We've created couples as well. I mean, you know, we've got an actor that's living with his boyfriend, and has been doing for 2 years now, and that was just down to the fact is that he was one of the guys that sort of like. One of them acted in the first one, and he went through as a player.
What a beautiful story!
That's Daryl. Daryl, obviously ex Yorkshire Scare Ground. Daryl, yeah. So they're still happily, and their love affair started in the back of an army bag, wagging while one of them was hooded and tie wrapped.
As do
start
all the
as
best.
You mean to really? Go on, true, eh? Yeah. Start as you yes. mean to go on.
Sorry, Daryl. So
awesome.
So when we'd finished doing Cracked 2.1, we'd already started to work on Cracked 3.0, and that's when we decided that I contacted Adrian and said, how would you really seriously think about coming across the UK to do an attraction? The only way that it would have been done is that if he physically came across and did the attraction. Yeah. And he accepted, and so we fired some ideas up, and we came up with this great storyline. That the fact is that that Blake used to work with Adrian on a hayride in California, okay. And they became real good friends, but then, as all friends do, drifted away and became bitter enemies. And then Adrian got relatively jealous of the stuff that Blake was doing over here, and so he was coming across to teach his mentor or his student a lesson. So it was the traditional mentor stroke student battle. And that's where it starts, the fact is that what we did is that there was, and a lot of this is exclusive, the fact is that there was four situations. That Heretic had a situation, then we had a situation, and then Heretic had a situation, then we had a situation. And between it, you was pulled pillar to post between both attractions. Wow. The glory thing was that the people that went through it got to see Heretic in its raw form and not a condensed version that they would have done if we did just an event, joint event together. We wanted to let people naturally see the story that Adrian wanted to tell.
Okay.
Which were two different versions. One was very psychological, quite intense, and I'm sure anybody that goes to the that goes to the panel at ScareCon will get, you know, I'm sure that the guys will tell as much as they can tell about the situation.
Of course, yeah.
And then the second one was just carnage, where you've got the biggest guy you will ever meet in your life being this monster inside Adrian's head, which was just frightening.
See, now, part of me wanted to say, I really wish I'd done it, just to see it from a theatrical and from an experience point of view, but then the other part of my brain goes, oh, no. God, I'm so glad I didn't do it.
Glad I stayed at home that night.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that we found is that I don't think anybody said the safe word within heretic. Everybody went through, and everybody come out and said it was just one of the most amazing experiences they've been through in a scare attraction, because it was so immersive, but so weird. So maybe we'll get you there next year.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see how it goes.
I might have a little secret for you later, but you might get to experience something like that before the end of the year. So, anyway, when we talked with Adrian and we decided that this is how it would be, and obviously one of the things we were very lucky is that we had a film company that had been following Heretic for the last couple of months. They flew across with them, and they filmed every single minute of all three nights, heartbeat of it, and that is going to be made into a film that's going to be hopefully shown at the film festivals next year.
Oh wow, that's impressive.
So hopefully you will get to see some of the stuff that went on the night. You know, Dustin, the guy that was filming it, was just absolutely unbelievable, and then Jake, one of the guys that was helping him, he went through the attraction on the first night, and then he helped him film for the next two nights. Jake was quite good that he sort of got to the end, and he sort of went through it. And then on the final night, we had there was a finale scene. The finale scene could only be seen by anybody that had got through to there. Anybody else was sort of hid away in a different room, so they never got to see the finale.
Okay.
And it was about a 15-minute spot finale, which included a quick getaway in a van, which was then stopped, and an execution, and then a burial.
Wow.
It was theatrical and scenic-wise. Even the guys, which there's a review in haunting.com, and one of the guys that guy called Jason Lilly that's been through every permutation of Heretic. He's been through tension experience, he's been through blackout, he's been through every extreme attraction over there, and he said that this event defined the extreme scare attraction industry. We could never sort of ask for anything else better than that.
No, absolutely. Cracked versus Heretic has set a new bar, it sounds like.
Well, we hope so. And the glory thing is that it was perfect. You know, they brought a massive team across. They brought a team of about 8 actors, 2 medics. It was just a massive full team that they brought through. So it weren't just Adrian came across. He came across with virtually all his team. And they were such great guys. And we can't wait to get them back across again just to do something on, and hopefully us to get across there to do something. So it were good, and I would strongly advise anybody that wants to try and do something a little bit extreme that maybe next year take it a look at it.
Yeah, totally awesome. So moving on over to the present day, or quickly, just before we get onto fraternity, Lee, you mentioned that you would sort of never go through these sort of things. They're not for you, but you obviously are very good and enjoy running them. Gaz, you obviously have been you created Project Fear, like one of the first extreme scare attractions here in the UK. Are they your bag? Do you like them? Would you not go through them?
No, I cannot honestly imagine anything worse than going through them. No. It's just totally, oh God, no. Not for me. Not one bit at all. If someone paid me, I wouldn't go through it.
Wow. So, but you two have twisted enough minds to create them.
Yes. I like watching others suffer in pain.
Yes, perfect. Which brings us on to fraternity. Obviously, I don't want to ask too many questions about fraternity because I obviously don't want to spill too many beans. Obviously, you want people to come and visit, and I'm guessing a lot of the sort of Project Fear, Cracked, Heretic fan base will be coming to fraternity. But do you want to start at the beginning of where this idea came about? Obviously, you two are doing your own sort of audio vlog on your Frequent Fear page, obviously, of you coming up with the ideas and, you know, a few episodes on how things are coming to fruition. But why now? Why you two? Why did fraternity become what it is?
Lee?
Right. We've worked with each other before on mm-hmm. House of Detention stuff that we did with the House of S and stuff like that. And it's been documented on numerous things that it's, you know, that we work in totally different ways and it's very challenging. But as people, me and Gary, we generally get on quite well, don't we? I mean, like,
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think we is that our backgrounds are virtually mirror images each other. Gary's is a lot younger than me, but I think if we'd have been born around about the same time, is that we have the same loves in life, I think. So we get on really well. And when we did the House of S, it were good, and we did some great attractions, but you know it probably didn't work the best way. So, but the House of S was brought into this world on our in York. And unfortunately, this year we decided to go for a drink in the same bar again. And we went, let's try it again. And it would be great. And after five or six pints of really strong lager, it sounds like a very good idea. But it's been totally different this time, I think, Gary, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been absolutely spot on. There's been no bother so far. I mean, you know, time will tell. I'm sure there'll be some kind of chaos further down the line. But it's just a good thing. I mean, Lee's obviously, I see Lee as the expert in this field more than anybody else. This is his bag. This is, and Sarah as well, obviously. This is what they do. We sort of like, me and Gav were sort of like talking about the idea of doing something for the fifth anniversary of Project Fear. And so it kind of came together. We kind of wanted to do something. Lee and Sarah are like sort of the sort of experts in this thing. And so it just came about, didn't it? And it just seemed like a really good idea and something we should do. And it was, I originally kind of wanted to do it not being twisted and unusual, but I kind of wanted to do it more of a sexualized thing. But then obviously Psychomantium had done that already, and Lee's sort of more about like the brutality side of it, so it was sort of trying to marry it up as to what would work. And Lee more than me, to be honest, we came up with the idea that we would do this thing that was going to be sort of like about half an hour long, so it would kind of appeal to the people that love this kind of stuff anyway, but also to the people that don't want to sign up to a 6 hours of madness. They can sort of get a little dip a toe in the water almost and see what this kind of thing's like, knowing that it's only going to last half an hour tops, unless they say the safety. So that's the kind of vibe we were going for, Lee, weren't it?
Yeah, definitely. The other thing as well is the fact is that, I mean, you've been through crack, Mikey, so you know that it's, you know, it is immersive in its own special way, but it's not, there's no major lineal story to it. So the one thing that I wanted to expand on what we did was to put a story to something. So there seemed to be a purpose in it. I mean, and I think we'd we'd already sort of like decided the idea of what how we wanted to finish Crypt vs. Heretic. And so, which was more story-based. So I sort of like pitched to Gaz that this idea of this secret society that and an initiation ceremony within it. And so it is going to be extreme. It won't be nowhere near as extreme as the stuff that we've probably done before, but it'll be more theatrical. We want to try and tell a story, and we're going to have magicians and stuff within here and stuff like that, that, you know, that are going to, we're going to expand people's perception of where they are. So it will be extreme, but it won't be extreme as in Cracked. It will be, it will be extreme as in Project Fear.
I was going to say, it sounds like it's more of a sort of Project Fear platform, sort of same kind of timescale.
Yes.
Extreme, but not quite as intense as like Cracked or Heretic or Snuffhouse.
Yeah, we want to try and tell a story. And I mean, I've already talked to Gary. The fact is that, you know, I think that there's an arc in this of three attractions. And if the first one works, then we'll move on to the arc of the second one. But I think that it's a story that I'd like to tell between, obviously, Gary's fantastic at putting the stuff down onto paper, and he can word things and like I can never do. And so that's why we work well together. Is the fact is that, you know, that he sort of seems to get the feel, and he can sort of then interpret that into where we all want the attraction to go. So I think that's the way that it's going to be. Is that we're going to take you on a story through this initiation.
Yeah. I think that's importantly what you said earlier on, that we're going to take you through this thing with Cracked-esque elements in it, but there's a reason why you're there. There's a starting point, and you are gonna achieve something by getting to the end of this. The story will drive that through. So we're not just gonna kick the shit out of you for the hell of it. You're gonna have the shit kicked out of you. Obviously, not gonna kick the shit out, but you know what I mean. You're gonna get you're in this bizarre, brutal world for the end game, because you're there for a reason. I think that was really importantly, wasn't it? From the start.
I mean, there will be times where it's just more theatre than it will be an extreme. So I think, which is going to be totally different for, especially for our point of view. And I know that that's where you'll probably sort of like pinpoint it back to sort of more Project Fear, where the fact is that, you know, there were theatrical elements within that, that, you know, where you were sort of, you were put into situations where that you may have to make a decision over stuff. Yeah. It's difficult without sort of obviously not wanting to give anything away, but it's just, you know, that I think the main thing that we sort of were going down is the fact is that, you know, that I think everybody can go through this attraction, can't they, Gary? You don't have to be an extreme fan, and I don't think anybody that's not an extreme fan really needs to be frightened of what they're going to go through. We're just going to put them in elements that's going to move with the story. A lot of them we don't think that's been done before.
Exactly. And you're going to be put into situations that you're going to find uncomfortable, and mm-hmm. situations that you wouldn't say that you enjoyed, but you're not going to have 6 hours of extreme torture.
No, exactly. Yeah. And some awesome. Of them, some will be very fun, I think. And I think there'll become some that, because I think that, I mean, there's one thing that sort of Hatmosphere probably excel at more than anybody is taking people through an intense situation, but making it fun as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is not Cracked is not fun. I don't think there's any second of that where you can say that was not fun. You know, that was quite fun, because it's not. But you know that, you know, within especially Psychomantium, there's areas, you know, that where they can build that into it. And I think, you know, that's an element that as well can be put into these attractions.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So it all sounds really quite exciting, to be honest, guys. Like I say, it's perfect for people who want an extreme rush and dip their toes in the water of an extreme attraction, but you're not dedicating yourself to the, you know, X amount of dollars or pounds it's going to cost you to do it. It's half hour tops instead of 6 hours or 4 hours. So it seems like I said earlier, like you're going a little more on a project for your platform with, like you say, like Cracked-esque kind elements. Of things, drifted, yeah. Elements. Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like a win-win, really.
Yeah. I mean, the other side to it as well is that, I mean, we don't have anything to do with it, but we found that, you know, that there's people that set Facebook pages up that are sort of taking this to another level. That, you know, there's a guy called, like, I think what it's called, Henry Isaac, is it? That, you know, that he set these pages up where they're sort of deciphering things to do this attraction. It's really weird. I mean, if anybody wants to sort of see this sort of stuff, is if they just find Henry Isaac on Facebook, and he'll sort of, I'm sure, link you into a group where there's, you know, that we've been told that, you know, there's like 15, 20 people that are doing puzzles and everything to do with an attraction that we've built. It's really weird.
Yeah, totally. And again, it's taking that sort of, I'm not going to say cult-esque, but that sort of club, that sort of underground club, that it's a bit like Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. Like a select group of people, yeah, who have done the likes of maybe Cracked or Snuffhouse or Psychomantium or Heretic, or, you know, even you've had people go through your attraction who have done McCamey Manor. It's that sort of underground, dirty, gritty kind of scare attractions, and we've sort of touched on this before. I think all three of us here would agree they're probably under the scare attraction umbrella, but like we say, under the surface, it's less of a scare attraction and more of an extreme experience. I think we all agree that it's slightly different genre.
100%.
Yeah.
It's under that umbrella, but a totally different vibe.
Sure. Yeah, totally.
Mikey, yeah. Are you going to come?
I want to. I need to. I've just been looking at your website now, actually, because I need to. We'll let people know on how to get tickets. But I think booking off a day or two off work needs to happen, and I need to get up there. You like to do things up north, don't you? So it's nice and difficult.
Unfortunately, yeah, because it just seems that we have to travel down south for everything. So it's our turn to get us home back now.
Yes. Oh, you got to put. Then again, Alton Towers in the Midlands. I'm only 40 minutes away from this year's ScareCon, so
yeah, which is cool. I mean, I think you're less than 2 hours away from us, I think, aren't you? So, and I think the last entrance is 9 o'clock. Is it, Gary? It's late.
9 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In fairness, I could even come after work, couldn't I?
There you go. Then that's fine.
And then we will get drunk in the bar.
It's true,
and I will not drive home.
I'm sure we'll have a chat, Mikey, and I'm sure that we can sort of sneak you a freebie in there somewhere.
We'll sort something out, absolutely. So is there any, before we sort of let our listeners know, obviously we know how you guys sort of come together, the idea of fraternity, the sort of theme of you're doing something for a reason, you're there for a reason, and to get through this half hour extreme-esque experience. Before we sort of let people know on how to join a fraternity, see what I did there. Is there anything else you sort of want to let the customers know exactly about this attraction, or do you think it's great just to tell the guys on how to get there and where to buy their tickets from?
Well, I mean, you've got to be over 18 to get in. You will have to sign a waiver to get in, and you will be given a safety word to use should the experience be too much for you. But apart from that, get yourselves up, guys. It's going to be awesome. As I said, something different to what you might have experienced before. So, I want to give the game away really bad, you know, like, by saying all these things, but you can't. Honestly, yeah, get up. It's going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to it.
I think so.
And well, I reckon we should have a part two to this podcast, a part two of after I visited fraternity,
good,
that we could have another discussion about how some of the scenes would obviously like play in my head and sort of stick there. We could sort of discuss how it goes. So I think this podcast is definitely a two-parter.
Yeah, definitely.
Fine. That's good. I mean, the one thing I will add to it is that, you know, that there'll be quite a lot of people that think about it because that, you know, that Cracked and is involved, that it's going to be too extreme. really don't think like that. This is an immersive theatre production. There will be there'll be extreme elements in, but nothing over really what you go through probably in an extreme version of Alton Towers or something like that. It's going to be, you know, it's not demanding. It's only very short. It's a half an hour, 40 minutes long. So, like, don't be afraid to go through, because I think you're going to miss something that's going to be really, really cool.
And as well, a lot of people have been involved in this. It's not just me and Lee and obviously Gavin Sarah as well, but we've got some actors in here that your listeners are all going to know. And we're not going to give anything away at the minute. Nick Hudson's done all the music for it, obviously done music for Alton Towers and things like that, which obviously a lot of people know this guy. So it's not just us. There's a lot of people sort of, you know, helping us out along the way. So it's...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, I mean, we've been even lucky with the artwork. The artwork's been done by something that's you know, that everybody knows within the industry, and it's everybody that knows what's happening behind the scene is you know, thinks it's all guns blazing. And I just think that, you know, it's going to be a great attraction. I just know it.
Yes it will. Awesome. Be yes, it
awesome. I can't wait to visit. So how do our listeners how do they get a ticket? Where are you?
Well, they can go on the website, and the website is joinfraternity.co.uk. if they go to there's a page called on there called initiation. If they just go on to initiation, just read through the stuff, just explains a little things about what will happen, and what they may go through. Just sign at the bottom, and then that'll just automatically take them through to the to the payment sites, which is they'll get straight off there. The waivers, it's very similar to what they did at Project Fear, is that before you go in, you'll just read the waiver and then sign it before we go. So it'll be cool. It's going to be fun and totally different to anything that I think both of us has done before. So it's always exciting.
Yes.
Awesome stuff. And I mentioned it earlier as well. Obviously, we're talking about this over on Scare Track, but obviously there's information over on the Frequent Fear podcast as well, on your guys' podcast. I've heard a couple of audio blogs already. Will more of those be coming as time moves on?
They will. We recorded one earlier. So there's another one coming out.
Winner. So they'll be on. There's another one on now then, guys.
There's another one en route.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. En route. Yeah. Fantastic. But that's great. Like I say, like, there's some people who will be listening to this who more so listen to Frequent Fear, so they'll be used to that. But obviously, any Scare Track fans out there, head over to the Frequent Fear page. We do mention it at the end of most podcasts of our episode. Head over. They have some great interviews as well with people in the scare industry on this side and the other side of the pond. And like I say, the audio blogs coming for Fraternity, so you can feel that you're part of this club that's being created by... the mad people that go through the likes of Cracked and Heretic and Snuffhouse and whatnot. So yeah, you can listen to the audio blogs from the guys at Frequent Fear.
Yeah,
I think that sort of wraps it up, guys.
It does. I mean, do you want a Scare Track exclusive?
Oh yeah, we want a Scare Track exclusive. Go ahead.
Right, the 13th and 14th of October. It's looking like the guys from Heretic are coming back across to the UK. We're going to produce a non-extreme attraction between the guys from Cracked and the guys from Heretic, which will be an immersive theatre production. I hate that word, but you have to say it. But
it's the buzzword.
It's true, isn't it? I know it is. Yeah, it'll be a theatre production, but it will be non-extreme. The Heretic they've done very little of these, but like all these guys live in LA and all of them are actors, and they're really buzzing about bringing across something that, you know, that we can sort of put out to the public at Halloween, and just show something totally different.
Awesome. So if anyone wants to, like, sort of go through an attraction from the minds of the people behind Cracked and Heretic, but a little bit too nervous of the extreme side of things, you've got something for them as well.
Yeah, we're gonna immerse them in a situation. It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be high octane. It's gonna be intense. They're bringing effects guys across the from films across in LA. It's gonna be full on, real fun, quite intense, but non-extreme. We won't be put in any situation at all, but we're going to take you on a journey. I can't tell you any more, but you will be the first guys that we do tell.
Take my money and sign me up.
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, dear.
Awesome stuff. Awesome. Fantastic. So not only have we heard sort of like the evolution of extreme scare attractions on this show, we've spoken about Fraternity coming up. What month was Fraternity again, guys?
July 14th to the 16th of July.
Fantastic. 14th to the 16th of July. Join Fraternity. Head over to the website. Get your tickets now, guys. You don't want to miss it. I'll be there. I'll let you guys know what night I'm there as well. Maybe we could have a nice chat before or after the show with obviously Gary and Lee as well there. Perfect. So obviously we know that you guys are now running Fraternity. We know the contact details for that. But obviously you guys run your own show as well, which is always great to listen to. How can any Scaretrack listeners who are still not too sure of what the Frequent Fear guys are all about, how can they get your podcast? How can they contact you? What's the best way to go about that?
Well, we're just on most podcast channels, that just same as you guys, that they'll get us on iTunes and they'll get us on Stitcher and everywhere else that you can imagine. And they'll just get us at Frequent Fear. If you just put Frequent Fear into the iTunes search engine, you'll find us. You know, I think the main difference between you guys and us guys is that, you know, what we try to do is just take one person every time and try to tell their life story within a long podcast, and we don't script it or anything like that, and all we do is that we start at an early age and we let them roll through it. And you know, that the past guys on the air, we've been really lucky. We've had sort of Michael Roddy who sort of run Universal Horror Nights. We've had Adrian Marcotto who runs Heretic. We've even had Russ McCamey on there, that we're McCamey Manor. We've had Jason Carl.
We've had Mikey.
We've had Mikey. Yeah, yeah. We've had Mikey. That's it. We're going to leave that. That was a big one. I was just getting to that. So we sort of try not to do things just from this side of the pond. We try to do it from the other side as well. We just try and let people tell their story on how they got into this industry and what they get out of it. And it's a quite relaxed atmosphere, isn't it, Gary?
Certainly is. It's just cool. It's just like say, just hanging out, chatting about someone's life and what led them to where they are now, working in this sort of scare attraction world. Yeah,
awesome stuff. Yeah, and it's a great listen. Like you say, you mentioned a few there that it's always a great listen to. If you want to sort of get to know, like you say, the people behind the attractions, really, and what sort of led them to do it all. Guys, Gary, Lee, thank you so much for joining us. It's been really fun. It's been great to hear about sort of the evolution of extreme scare attractions, and I just can't wait for Fraternity. It's going to be awesome.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you, dude. Really, really am.
Yeah, man.
Forward to seeing you.
It's going to be awesome. And Lee, I'll see you at ScareCon.
Oh, it's just so exciting. I was so excited about ScareCon. I always am. It's just like one of the highlights of the year. The Scare Ball is just like absolutely unbelievable. It is that, you know, that if you want to find us, that predominantly we'll be sat on one of the back tables. That's where they've always put us out of the way. And With the naughty school kids in the group, and everybody just sits there tutting at us all night. But the fact is that, no, if you see us at ScareCon, just come up, give us a shout, and we'll have a chat about Fraternity or Cracked or anything else that you want to have a chat about. And there's just so many exciting things. I mean, there's obviously the panel, and then obviously me and Mikey, I would expect, are going to be floating around that, you know, that we're quite lucky that we've got the first Home Haunt award there as well.
Yeah. It's all happening. We're dipping our toes in this pond now, Lee. We're getting there.
Oh, we're just scare attraction bitches all over, aren't we?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. But like Lee says, guys, what I love about the ScareCon is that everyone is friendly, everyone's nice to each other, and there's some people there that you really can get some quality, not just a conversation with, but some quality information from. Lee, especially with obviously Extreme Scare Attractions, Home Haunters. I know you had a few of those come and chat to you last year, Lee, to try and get some pointers. Myself on the podcast side of things, I specialize in in scare attractions for children and families. If there's anyone out there who's visiting ScareCon who wants to know information about that, don't be scared to come contact us. Find us. We'll be there all day, all night. We'll be there the night before and the day afterwards at the ScareCon after party at the Orton Towers Resort as well. Obviously, we're going to miss you, Gaz.
Well, like I say, I'll drink a toast to you guys from Knott's Berry Farm, so don't worry about me too much, all right?
We won't worry to you. Yeah. We won't worry too much. Yeah. Join me, obviously, Sean and Hannah from the Scare Track team will be there as well. Lee will be there with his good lady, Sarah. It's a really, really fun event for scare attraction fans, enthusiasts, owners. Like I say, make sure you get your tickets, scarecon.org. Get your tickets now and book yourself a room. Splash Landings are going quite cheap at the minute, so make sure you get your rooms there as well.
Yeah.
So, guys, thanks for joining me on the Scare Track podcast.
Thanks for having us.
It's been really awesome. And we'll see you at ScareCon, and we'll see you at Fraternity.
Yes. See you later, buddy.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you, man.
Bye.
You're listening to
Skate. So there we go. I really hope you enjoyed that interview with Lee and Gary from the Frequent Fear podcast and the guys behind Fraternity. Remember, book your tickets today for Fraternity direct from their website at www.joinfraternity.co.uk. That's www.joinfraternity.co.uk. Whilst you're there, why not head over to the smart-fx.co.uk. I'll read that again. That's smart-fx.co.uk. Over there, you can get all your Scare Track merchandise. Get it in time for ScareCon. Remember, if you wear your Scare Track merchandise at ScareCon, Hannah owes you a drink. Or if you can't get to ScareCon this year, send us a photo of you and your new Scare Track t-shirts or hoodies. We'd love to see them. We've already had a few already, so thank you for that. But send them in. We'll put them on our social media pages. And we'd just like to say thank you to everyone who has already bought some merchandise. We really do appreciate it. And if you want some, head over to smart-fx.co.uk. Our next episode, guys, is going to be absolutely huge. We will have the return of our news and rumours. We've got a fair few weeks to cram in there for you. We'll have Sean and Hannah back, so it'll be a fantastic, great big episode for us all to listen to just before ScareCon. So, like I say, next episode we'll have the return of news and rumours, listener feedback, so be sure to contact us all the usual way, guys. The return of the spooky movie section. And, of course, like I said, Hannah and Sean will be back, and the episode will be all about the SCAR Award nominations. That's right, the SCAR Award nominees are out now. Head over to scarecon.org, that's www.scarecon.org. Check them out now. You can go over, have a look at all the different categories, all the nominations. You can also grab your tickets while you're there, so remember, www.scarecon.org. Not long till ScareCon now, guys, and we'll be there. And we'll be there live. So if you're going, come speak to us. We're also, like we said, with Lee and Gary, I'm running the panel, the Extreme Attraction panel. So if you have some questions, again, just contact us the normal way, social media, facebook.com/ScareTrack, Twitter handle ScareTrack, Snapchat ScareTrack, Instagram ScareTrack. Contact us anyway, or you can email us. scaretrack@gmail.com. So that will do for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We really, really do appreciate it. The only reason we do this is because of you. So thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode. See you later, guys. Bye.